welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast / vlog, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that I am in the middle of the woods. I am camping. This is the first trip that I've taken in the New Frontier, so I'm super excited about that. But as a result, I am out here. I'm camping. I'm going to be here for a couple days. I'm trying to shoot as much content for you guys as I possibly can. So today's video / podcast is going to be talking about specifically newbie overlanders and kind of what is overlanding and how do you get started in overlanding. Now, if you've followed my channel for a while, you know that I do a lot of tips and tricks, but they're generally tied to a bigger topic. So how to build a rig, what gear you need to start, that kind of thing. So today's episode is going to be literally the bare basics. Exactly what you need to know to get started. What is it? How do you get into it? How much should you spend? That kind of stuff. So if that is what you're looking for, you're in the right place. Let's dive into that in more detail. All Things Overlanding is brought to you by some fantastic companies. You should definitely check out the description and click through their links to see all the awesome stuff they offer. Companies like Red Arc for all your overlanding power management needs. Last US Bag, tons of amazing quality overlanding bags. Rugged Bound Supply Company, rooftop tents, awnings, roof racks, and more. And Northology Overland, guided overlanding trips and a free overlanding magazine. All right, guys, so as I mentioned, today I'm talking about literally the basic information that you need as a newbie overlander to get into overlanding. As you can see behind me is my 2008 Nissan Frontier, all kitted out, ready to go overlanding, right? I've been doing this for about almost five years now. I'm really into it. I have a YouTube channel, right? I'm very into overlanding. I'm passionate about it, and I really enjoy it. That's why I made the channel, was first to document some of my trips, share them with my kids, share them with my family, try and explain to people what it was, because most people don't have any idea what overlanding is. But then second, as it started to grow and I started to get some great questions from you guys and, you know, started to get some subscribers and things like that, I got more and more excited about helping as many people as possible sort of find their way to overlanding, because I do feel like it's kind of a life-changing experience. For those of you that have been before that aren't exactly newbies, you know exactly what I'm talking about when you get out here and it's just so peaceful and the sun's going down and you can hear the animals howling at night and, you know, it's just, there's nothing like it. There's nothing more peaceful than sitting out here drinking a beer, maybe smoking a cigar if you're into that kind of thing, reading a book, watching a show on your phone, anything, right? Like, I'm not saying you have to be completely separated from the world. If you have enough reception or if you have, you know, a Wii Boost antenna like I do that can get you connected with your family, you can still talk to people. You don't have to be completely, you know, isolated. You don't have to be roughing it per se. As you can see from my setup, I'm not exactly roughing it anymore. I've got a pretty well thought out setup. But again, what I'm talking about today is for newbie overlanders and how you can get into it, because you don't need all this stuff to do it. Don't let the Instagram people, you know, the people posting their crazy pictures, myself included, influence you to think, I can't go until I've spent $20,000 of extra stuff to buy gear for my rig. That's not the way it is. So again, when I first started, I bought an Xterra, a used Xterra, 2005. It had about 94,000 miles on it. I bought it used off of a private party in the town over from where I lived, bone stock. And I started ordering parts and all that stuff. And the first, you know, year and a half, 2 years when I went out, I just brought a tent with me. And I brought a cooler, and I brought some food and some beer, and I just went and I had a good time. That's going to be kind of my advice to you guys too. So, but let's break this into three different sections for the newbies. First, what is overlanding? Second, how much should you spend? And third, how do you do it?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Okay, so first of all, what is overlanding? There's a giant debate online. And there's just, it's constantly raging on all the big Facebook groups. If you're kind of tired of the drama and stuff on the big Facebook groups, look in the description below. There is a link to my newbie overlanders Facebook group, and it is specifically geared towards newbies. So if you ask a dumb question, you're not going to get lit up. If someone lights you up, I'll kick them out. we're trying to help people, right? That's the whole point. So if you want to join that and you're on Facebook, come and join that in the description below. We'll help you out. But the whole point of overlanding that is heavily debated is, in my opinion, getting out and exploring where you're dependent on your vehicle. You know, there are a ton of different, definitions. People talk about crossing international borders. People talk about going for long periods of time, like a month, 2 months, 3 months, longer, year. But again, in my opinion, and especially nowadays with overlanding being as popular as it is, I am not going to sit on my high horse and say, well, you're not overlanding because you're in a stock four-wheel drive Highlander. You know, that doesn't count. Or, you know, well, you don't have a rooftop tent, so that makes you not an overlander because only overlanders use rooftop tents. There's no judgment with overlanding, or there shouldn't be. And if you're being judged, shake it off, tell those people to go to hell, and get out and explore. That's what it's about. So in my opinion, again, what is overlanding? It is having a vehicle that is reliable, that is dependent, that you can get out, that you can explore in, that you, you know, use as your mode of transportation and as your sleeping quarters or, you know, way to carry your shelter. Whether it's a tent, whether it's a hammock, whether it's a rooftop tent, whether it's an awning with a wall room on the side, it does not matter what it is. If you're using your vehicle to go out and explore and then you're camping somewhere, that's overlanding as far as I'm concerned. Again, debate me in the comments if you want. I'm fine with that. But that's my opinion. If you're new to it, don't be intimidated by these bullies, these people online that are saying you're not really an overlander unless you spend XYZ. So that is kind of my opinion, my definition of what overlanding is. So next topic, how much should you spend? This is one of those topics that kind of annoys me a lot of the time too, because I do feel bad. I see people posting on these big groups all the time and they're saying things like, you know, hey, I only have $3,000 and what should I prioritize? What should I buy? What do I need? What's the minimum that I need to go overlanding, right? And here's the honest truth is your budget is your budget, right? Whether it's $50 or $500 or $5,000, it doesn't really matter. You set your own budget based on what you're comfortable spending. Don't let the other people intimidate or push you around. Set your budget based on what you're comfortable spending. For me, I am a huge camper. I'm also a car guy. So when I found out about overlanding 4 or 5 years ago, it was the intersection of a couple of my favorite hobbies. So for me, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take whatever expendable income that I've got each month, and I'm going to sort of okay it with the wife, of course. Do that first. I'm going to okay it with the wife. And then once I do that, right, then I'm going to spend that on gear, and I'm going to learn. And at the same time, I want to video that stuff, and I want to, you know, record those trips, and I want to be able to take back something to show my wife and my kids and my friends and my family what I was doing while I was gone. So for me, my budget was maybe a couple $100 a month, right? Like maybe every month I could be like, you know, I bought a hammock 1 month. And then maybe the next month I'm like, well, it's cold, so I need an underquilt for my hammock. And then the next month I'm like, you know what? It's winter now and the hammocks just don't really work for that. I'm going to buy a tent or whatever. I was also pretty impatient with my spending and pretty wasteful. So I don't recommend that. I'll put a tag up here to a video that I just made that talks a little bit about how to prioritize that stuff that may be helpful. But again, just make your budget. Don't worry about what other people's budgets are. Don't ask other people what you should spend. Base it on your own budget and what you're comfortable spending on this hobby. And then, you know, that's what you can spend. However, let's dive into the third part before you make any of those decisions. Let's dive into that third part to say, how do you get started? So, all right, now that you have your budget, that's fantastic. You know what kind of money you can spend on this hobby. But before you spend a dime, don't run out and start buying stuff. That's what I did. I bought a bunch of gear that I didn't need. I had a bunch of redundancies. I ran through a bunch of stuff that didn't work, and I wasted hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on this hobby. You can be smarter about it. And the way that you can do that, the best way to get started in overlanding is to get out and go. And what I mean is, let's say, I have a buddy, Josh, works for Trail Built Off-Road, awesome company. They do really cool stuff with wheels and tires. Put a link in the description below to him. Josh, has a Toyota Highlander. He lifted it a little bit. He put some wheels and tires on it. It looks really good. And it gets him to, you know, pretty much every place that he wants to go. Again, you don't have to have a fully built rig on 35-inch tires with a rooftop tent and an awning to get out and explore. So get out, hit up your local national forest. Again, I'll put a tag up here. I did a video on how to find dispersed camping spots that may be helpful, so I will put a tag up here to that. But get out, explore, you know, just find a spot, ask around, hit up some Facebook groups, find some places to go. Go out. It's totally free when you go to a national forest and you find dispersed camping. Set up a tent, a $50 tent, a $20 tent, an old tent you had when you were a kid. It doesn't matter. Just get out there and you will very quickly learn exactly what it is you need to improve your setup, to improve your camping, to improve your cooking, to make sure that you're warm enough, that you're cool enough, depending on the time of year that you're going. The best way to get into overlanding is just to get out and explore. So again, these were super, super newbie tips, but I wanted to kind of break it down specifically for if you are new to overlanding, if you're just trying to get started in overlanding and you want to figure out what gear you need to buy, what budget you need to set, how do you get into it, what is it, you're just finding out about this, this is the video for you, and I hope that was helpful. So thanks again for watching. If you're not already, click that subscribe button, click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do a podcast every week and a vlog on YouTube. I do another video that's like a gear review or something like that. I'll generally drop trip reviews, do-it-yourself modifications, budget modifications, all that kind of stuff. So again, if you're new to overlanding, you're looking for somebody that will help you out that's a real weekend warrior, I feel like this weekend warrior group is underrepresented, and there aren't enough people talking about that. They're all talking about Moab trips for 2 weeks at a time or a month at a time. You know, if you're like me and you are just able to get out when you can and you go on an overnighter or you go on a weekend trip, if you're lucky, to a national forest, this is the channel for you. I've got the content. So definitely consider subscribing. Check out all the links down in the description below to hang out on Facebook, Instagram. Check out the podcast. I've got a Patreon page where, you know, we've got a bunch of weekend warriors hanging out, asking questions, helping each other. And I run ideas for videos by there so you guys can have some input on what's coming on the channel. Also, there's that newbie overlanders group that I mentioned. Link in the description to that as well. But again, thanks for watching. I hope that was helpful, and we'll see you next time.